ranum ararum kata ya bandum bizi kan usudu makuru bakasa guru bakasa guru bakasa jana bagi ya dum bizi ya dando rakum bizi ya buda ranum ararum kata ya bandum bizi kan usudu makuru bakasa
passing by people. Some people here brought to be selling market. All the people here brought to be up and down Broad Street. That my hero, that my hero, that my hero, that my hero.
There you go, a classic Hipco track, Junior Freeman, an African Soldier, Dumyarea. Yeah, so that was from a cool compilation that is on Bandcamp. You can listen to the whole thing. It is called Lone Stars, Volume 1, Hipco and Gbema. And Hipco, the local style of music in Liberia that is sung in colloquial English, so very street slang. Hard to understand everything, but yeah, this some of it is intelligible by non-Liberians like myself. And Gbema is just a term for all electronic music in, at least in Liberia. And yeah, usually very, very, very fast BPM, beats per minute. And yeah, there you go. That song was all the rage a few years ago. And before that, Kojato in the Afro-Latin Cugaritas. Udo Makassan was the track from 2011. And yeah, he's a legendary musician who doesn't live in Liberia anymore, but he was born in Monrovia and has lived in America and Germany. And the new record is called All About Jazz by Cogetto. So yeah, I got a couple more tracks since this music is so much fun, and I've never really played Liberian music on this program before. Liberia, by the way, is like an American state. It's, well, it was at least. It looks, their flag is the American flag, basically, but instead of the 51 stars, there's one star. And so it's considered sort of an American state where African Americans in the mid-1800s moved there and formed their own state. So, yeah. Yeah, I encourage you, if you want to read more about it, check it out. Liberia, very interesting place. And, yeah, going to play another track. What was I going to play? Oh, yeah, okay, this is probably the best artist name I've ever heard. Friday the Cell Phone Man is his name, and the song is called Lady on Facebook. So this is like a modern electro high life track, and yes, definitely very modern. Friday the Cell Phone Man, Lady on Facebook, on Wandering Rhythms.
Uh-huh.
Gee.
Is Wandering Rhythms, the end of the program.
Hey, I'm Dolphin Crystal Swell.
I'm Nick Legacy, and I hope you enjoy the music of Liberia. We just ended with Lucky Bucky with the Hipco anthem. That's the anthem of the Hipco music of Liberia. So some very upbeat stuff and a bit of a raunchy individual, that Lucky Bucky. But yeah, he's always fun. And yeah, I'm going to end with one last track by Alex D, featuring Professor Dread. So yeah, very dubby number here. This is called Peace. And yeah, last Liberian artist. So yes, thank you for Liberians sharing your music with me and the world. And good luck in the future with the economic and tackling Ebola. So that's an ongoing thing, and wish them the best in that battle. Alex D, peace. And peace to all humans out there. Happy Thanksgiving. Much love to you.
Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
This is Bird Note. It's a wistful moment when your backyard swallows or bluebirds depart each fall. Like the tree swallows we're hearing now. Still, it's a comfort to know you provided a nest box for them to raise their young. The nest box served the birds well. But by October, it's time for one last duty, to clean it out. Cleaning will reduce the incidence of parasites in the box and will make it more inviting to next spring's potential tenants. It will also help you know for sure if it gets used again. Some experts recommend removing old nests into a plastic bag for disposal. Use gloves and a dust mask to avoid exposure to any avian diseases. Use a stiff brush or scraping tool to further clean the interior. Some people opt to disinfect the box with hot soapy water or even a mild bleach solution. A grubby bit of work, perhaps, but you'll be glad when next spring those avian gems, like the eastern bluebirds, grace your landscape once again. See a video about how to clean a nest box when you come to our website, birdnote.org. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.